You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Coming your way from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, it is the Gym Class for a Tuesday here at KGYM on this August the 3rd. Thank you for joining us on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM here in Cedar Rapids. In Iowa City, it's 106.3 FM. And you can also pick us up at KGYMradio.com on the stream provided by KGYMradio.com. Mobile app. Go ahead and download it if you have not done so already, and your smart speaker. Scott Unash with you, Ben on the other side of the glass, and Mark Dukes from his home on the southwest side. He will hook up with us coming up here in just a little bit. Great show coming up for you. Phil Steele will join us, the college football guru himself, and of course the man behind Phil Steele's College Football Preview 2021, and we will talk about the Big Ten, the Big 12, the national landscape, Iowa and Iowa State, everything under the sun. We will do that with Phil coming up here in about 25 minutes or so. The PGA schedule is out for next year, 2021-2022, a big change as far as something near and dear to our hearts. We'll pick up on that coming up in just a little bit. The Iowa women. We know their opponent in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Iowa women also making news last night, picking up their first commitment from the class of 2024. And we can talk about that and other things in the world of sports. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well here today. And we've got a couple of giveaways for you. Today, we have, of course, through Friday, last pair standing, and your chance to pick up a pair of tickets to see one of the remaining three grandstand acts at the Iowa State Fair that we have a pair of tickets for. That would include the Beach Boys with special guest Hanson on Tuesday, August the 17th, Styx with special guest Tesla on Wednesday, August the 18th, and the Doobie Brothers 50th Anniversary Tour featuring Tom Johnston, Michael McDonald, Pat Simmons, and John McPhee on Sunday, August the 22nd. That will be an 8 o'clock show as well. So we still have pairs of tickets to those three shows for you. It's your choice. It's dealer's choice. Or it's, I guess it's customer's choice. Not dealer. That'd be us telling you what to get, right, Ben? That was inaccurate of me. I apologize for that. But we'll have that for you coming up a little bit later before 4 o'clock, as well as your opportunity to pick up a four-pack of tickets to see NASCAR racing on the road course at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, which will be coming up on Sunday, August the 15th, as it will be, obviously, this race in the past has been the Brickyard 400. They're changing it up this year, and this year it will be on the road course. As far as the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is concerned, I believe it's the Verizon 200, and that will be coming up on Sunday, November the 15th. Historic weekend at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. IndyCar and NASCAR will both be on the docket as far as the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is concerned, and we've got a four-pack of tickets for you today, tomorrow, and Thursday for the Verizon 200 at the Brickyard at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Road Course. So we'll have that before 4 o'clock today as well. 319-366-1600, that is the text line, and welcome to join us via that or the phone lines as Mark joins me here on this kind of a mainly sunny Tuesday afternoon. How goes it today?
Going well, Scott. Hello, everyone. We are nothing but a giving station. We also, every day this week, giving people a chance to win tickets to the Chris Young Famous Friends Tour concert coming up November 19th at Extreme Arena in Coralville. Make sure and listen in the noon hour and text in what you hear the special code word to be, and you could be a winner.
Yeah, so go ahead and do that. And, yeah, we got all kinds of stuff here in this early August period. to give to our great listeners out there, and we do appreciate each and every one of you out there. Again, 319-366-1600. Phil Steele will join us coming up in just a little bit. And as you heard at the Olympic update, to start the program today from Westwood One, Simone Biles back on as far as gymnastics is concerned, and she wins the bronze on the balance beam. She is the was the favorite going in as far as the beam is concerned. That was before she got the had the problems at the outset of the Olympics, but it was good to see her back. Saw a few highlights anyway. They'll show the complete event chronology tonight as far as primetime and NBC is concerned, if you'd like to weigh in on that. But yeah, I think, and indeed, if this is the way Simone Biles goes out, obviously that's not gold, but it's a medal, and a medal in the Olympics is still a fantastic feat.
It is. We often celebrate just the gold, but silver and bronze are very special. Maybe not for Biles, but I think she will take a lot of satisfaction from that bronze in the balance beam. And I'll have a up to the minute medal count on the EMO's scoreboard at the bottom of the hour.
There you go. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to that. Coming up tonight as well, we have Twins baseball for you as the Minnesota Twins will take on the Cincinnati Reds, the hot Cincinnati Reds, Mark. And that will be at 107.5 FM beginning at 5:30. 5:30 with that broadcast time coming up this evening on the Jim OT. And Reds have moved up to second place, obviously, behind the Brewers in the National League Central.
Yeah, and I don't know if they can contend, but they're certainly having a very nice year. St. Louis and the Chicago Cubs trailing the Reds right now, but anxious to get a look at them tonight.
Yeah, looking forward to that. I want to put this out here, and this from a reputable source just coming down the line as far as the Sports Business Journal is concerned. Sports Business Journal on Twitter reporting that Big 12 Commissioner Bob Boulsby is scheduled to meet with new Pac-12 Commissioner today to discuss whether the two conferences would benefit from strategically working together during college sports' new phase of realignment, Mark.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I think it's one way of exploration for Bob Boulsby to go. It won't be the last, I don't believe. Just because it's the first talks, I'm not sure it's the top priority for Boulsby. But said it all along, you've got to be proactive, I think, whether it's conferences or individual schools. Now's not the time to sit back.
Yeah, maybe this. I know Iowa State is going to Vegas, and that will be a 9:30 start locally. Maybe, looking ahead 3 or 4 years, if Iowa State and the rest of the Big 12, what's remaining of the Big 12, align with the Pac-12, you could see quite a few 9:30 starts perhaps in the future as far as Cyclone Nation is concerned. For good or for bad, right, Mark?
Yeah, and I'll be interested to see which way this thing goes, because if the 8 remaining teams in the Big 12 remain intact, of course, that'd be a 20-team league. I think that's too many, really, to tell you the truth. And no, I wouldn't look forward to a 9:30 Oregon State-Iowa State game.
But you may have to deal with it. 319-366-1600. Women's basketball news. We'll touch upon this on the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard as well. By the way, we are presented by the good folks at DuPaco Community Credit Union here on the Gym Class. Always want to put that out. And thanks to everybody at DuPaco. There are many locations up and down the line as far as the corridor is concerned. And check them out online at DuPaco.com. That is DuPaco.com. And Iowa women picking up a verbal commitment from a local player last night, Callie Levine, who has 3 years remaining as a Solon Spartan, but had a tremendous freshman year, all-state team member, and Obviously, she plays with her sister, older sister, as far as Solon basketball is concerned. But she made the commitment last night and averaged around 16, 17 points per ball game as a freshman. But has a big upside. A lot of big-time teams were after her, and she decides to stay local and play for Lisa Bluder and the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, I have not seen her play. She has very good credentials from what I've seen. And it's a very early commitment, obviously, for a young person going into her sophomore year at Solon. And it's also a commitment for the Iowa program. They must feel very convinced that this is going to be a player of the future for Lisa Bluder and the Hawks.
Yeah, I having seen her play a few times, has a very, very high bar as far as her skill set is concerned. Already very skilled. Kind of a taller point guard, if you will. So going to be interesting to see how she develops with her game and how she's going to fit in. It's still 4 years down the line as far as the Hawkeyes are concerned. I think they're looking at a 2025 class member as well. So, boy, recruiting never stops. Right, Mark?
I guess it's never too early, right?
No.
And by the time she enters Iowa, Caitlin Clark will be gone, right?
Correct. She will maybe pick up the mantle from Caitlin Clark. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class. The Tuesday edition coming your way here on KGYM. Nationally today, PGA Tour came out with their 2021-2022 schedule. And the two changes, one big one, which is an international change, added to the schedule for next year, as I get my glasses out here, Mark, because I cannot read that small print. The big change in the schedule for next year will occur as the Scottish Open moves into a dual role, not only the European Tour, but it also becomes part of the PGA Tour next year, Mark. And that is the traditional event in front of the Open Championship. So golfers will, you can imagine most will be, a lot of the bigger names go to the Scottish Open anyway. But now you are going to see, I think, most everybody that's going over to play at St. Andrews next year at the old course go over for the Scottish Open, especially now that it has FedEx Cup points. The car maker Genesis has hopped on board as the new sponsor of that, in addition to sponsoring the Genesis Invitational, which is held at Riviera each and every February. So with that change, Mark, that led to the second change, which deals with our local tournament.
Yeah, the John Deere Classic traditionally played same time as the Scottish Open, but right before the British Open, the week prior. We've heard a lot of stories about that John Deere flight that takes off after the tournament over the pond. But John Deere Classic will be played 2 weeks prior to the Open on next year's schedule. It will be played June 30th through July 3rd. The Scottish Open and the Barbasol on American soil will be the week before. And you mentioned a strategic alliance that the PGA Tour has struck with the European Tour. Three co-sanctioned events, meaning that each one, for example, the Scottish Open, will count for points on both tours.
True. Yep. And so now we are moving the John Deere ahead. You won't see that flight, obviously. And I guess the big question is this going to help the field as far as the John Deere Classic is concerned? My first thought is probably maybe a tick. It will be held, by the way, the John Deere Classic will be finishing up on July 3rd next year. So it'll be the 4th of July week tournament as far as the PGA is concerned. I got to think it's going to help it a little bit. But you still have the situation of going over across the pond right afterwards.
They'll still have the flight for those that want to play in both the Scottish Open and the Open Championship. I don't know.
True. We'll get on the horn with our friend Claire Peterson and see if that is the case. But yeah, we'll see if that's the case or not. But I, like I said, I got to think it's going to help just a tick. And if that is the case, then that's a good move then as far as the John Deere is concerned.
Yeah, that remains to be seen, but it is a definite departure for the John Deere Classic. It's just it's grown, it has grown into something up until this coming year that, you know, it's a tradition. Not like any other, but you get what I'm talking about.
That's April 10th, by the way.
Yeah, it's just going to be different.
Yeah, it will be different. Other than that, not a whole lot of change. Everything is pretty much where it is right now. And PGA Tour will get started. Next year's PGA Tour will get started actually in October. And, well, late September, early October in Jackson, Mississippi with the Sanderson Farms. And they will go through November the 21st, just ahead of Thanksgiving, and then take the break until the calendar year starts in January, the first full week of January with the Tournament of Champions out at Kapalua, followed by the Sony Open. So there you go. Make your plans, and if you're a fan of the John Deere Classic, it'll be 4th of July. You'll be celebrating in Silvis, Illinois, or getting ready to celebrate anyway.
Yep, June 30th through July 3rd. That's the dates right now.
Yeah. So, 319-366-1600, as we have that going your way on this Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Phil Steele will join us coming up in just a little bit, and obviously plenty to talk about as we get closer and closer as far as the college football season is concerned. We're about, there are a handful of games in late August, but most of the college season and most of the college teams getting underway that first Saturday as far as the month of September is concerned. So we got about a month, Mark. Everybody is reporting high school football camps underway this week, so everything is moving along.
It definitely is, and it's always a great time talking to Phil Steele. I think this makes, well, we've been on the air 15 years, so I think this is 15 years with Phil Steele, and he's always a fountain of knowledge, and his book is hard to find. It often sells out, as he probably will describe, but it's the Bible, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and it does such a great job with that, and it's so jam-packed with information. And yeah, we have him coming up, and we will talk with him here in just a little bit, and really, really looking forward to that. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on this Tuesday edition of the program here on KGYM. And why don't we go ahead, Mark? We'll get you teed up here and ready to go with an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, and they're located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall and behind the Taco John's. And you can tell us about the Iowa women in the Big Ten ACC Challenge.
I can indeed. Iowa women have announced some non-conference games, not all, but that would include the opponent in the Big Ten ACC Challenge coming up December 2nd. Iowa will go to Cameron Indoor Arena to face Duke. That will be certainly an interesting game. In the NBA, former Iowa State player Abdul Nader has reached agreement on a two-year, $4.2 million contract to return to the Phoenix Suns. The Suns will try to get back to that NBA Finals slot where they lost to the Milwaukee Bucks. As promised, the medal count in the Olympics up to date. The United States leads 73 medals in total. China, 69, and China has the gold medal lead, 32-24. And finally, today, Scott, Tom Brady turns 44 years old. He's got 4 years to go to reach George Blanda, who holds the record, 48 years old. I don't know, Scott, at 44, I already had two kids graduate from high school.
Well, I don't think Giselle and Tom, You know, they're not ready to graduate, I don't believe. That is the way it works. But he's still doing great things, though, at the age of 44.
No question about it, winning a Super Bowl, and I expect him to do really good things this year.
Yeah, I can't imagine that he won't. Now, is another Super Bowl in the offing? I have no idea. That remains to be seen. But, he's still getting it done. He's still getting it done, that's for sure. 319-366-1600. By the way, before we get to a break here, I tell you what, did you watch the track and field last night? I know it was on pretty late, but I believe it was, the 400 last night, and an absolutely two runners coming home with brand new records. Karsten Warholm in the 400-meter hurdles last night was a dynamite race and just edged out the American runner.
It was a great race, and as we were talking yesterday, I think one of the texters said he or she was disappointed in the coverage of the Olympics. And while it's not ideal because of the time difference, NBC has come up with some terrific human interest stories, and they do every 4 years. But that's one of my favorite things about the Olympics, the human interest stories, where these athletes come from, you know, athletes from Cuba who have nothing to speak of, Americans who come from rough backgrounds, United States track star who's graduated from Harvard. I mean, just all across the board, you've got long-distance runners falling and another competitor from another country who he's never met helping him up on the track, and they finish stride for stride at the finish line. I mean, these stories are terrific.
Yeah, it is. Gage and Troy, thank you for listening. Appreciate it. Weighing in, the 400 hurdles, the toughest race in track, just beautiful. It was beautiful. A scintillating two-man showdown last night to the end of that. And also, Troy says she's planning to go to Eugene next summer for the World Championships. And you should be excited, Troy.
Say hi to our friend Mike J, who will be behind the mic out there. I'm quite sure of that.
Oh, Mike does a terrific job. Friend of the program, been on before, the voice of the Drake Relays, does a tremendous job with that, and no better track guy around than Mike J. All right, 3:28, and we are going to take a break. When we come back, Phil Steele will join us, and we will talk college football with the man, the myth, the legend, the guru. As we go to a break, we're going to give you an opportunity to pick up tickets to see the Brickyard. Well, see, I'm still saying it. That's a dollar into the jar, Mark. The Verizon 200 at the Brickyard on the road course at Indianapolis. I think it's a great idea. NASCAR is trying something new, and I think it's going to be a much better race, and I think it's going to be fantastic. So we've got four tickets, a four-pack of tickets to the race on August the 15th. That is a Sunday in Indianapolis. You got time to make plans, but we have the tickets for you, and we're going to give them away right now to caller 6 at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Make sure you can use the tickets. That's all we ask. Ben will get your information, and we'll let you know who our winner is, and then we'll talk to Phil Steele when we come back.
I have yet to run into any staff member that has even appeared to be having a bad day. I mean, they're just so welcoming.
Every experience I have with them, I walk away and I'm like, gosh, they're great there.
It's the we share your values feeling Ben and Aaron get at Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust.
We made the switch to Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, roughly 5 years ago.
I hate change. I kind of fought it, but I was completely wrong.
The switch was so easy. You're actually connecting with it. With a human.
They couldn't be better at what they do.
They're a very community-minded bank. Many nonprofits were involved in. We see CRBT out there.
Every time they go above and beyond.
The kids' experience has been great as well. They send a hand-signed birthday card to each of our children on their birthday. that goes to show who Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust is.
Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, celebrating 20 years of people you can bank on. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sticks. Live in 2021. JY, Tommy, Chuck, Todd, Lawrence, Ricky. Sticks. Wednesday, August 18th at 8 p.m. The Iowa State Fair Grandstand in Des Moines. With very special guest, Tesla. Sticks. With one hit song after another. Wednesday, August 18th at 8 p.m. The Iowa State Fair Grandstand in Des Moines. Reserve seats on sale now at iowastatefair.org and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Convenience charges apply to all tickets. Sticks, live in 2021. Don't miss Sticks with very special guest, Tesla.
And that is one of our grandstand shows we are giving tickets away for as far as last pair standing. We'll do that before 4 o'clock today. Congratulations to Derek from Iowa City. He's going to be eastbound and down on his way to Indianapolis on August the 15th for the Verizon 200 at the Brickyard. And we've got more tickets to give away tomorrow as well as Thursday to that particular race. Stay tuned. Phil Steele coming up.
From the gridiron to the nine iron, experience the thrill of the game anywhere in Iowa with Elite Sportsbook. You can now sign up for Elite Sportsbook on your phone anywhere in Iowa and receive your first bet risk-free up to $500. Just visit EliteSportsbook.com to create an account and your first bet is on us up to $500. It's time to play your game with Elite Sportsbook. For a limited time only, valid only in Iowa. Must be 21. Visit EliteSportsbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Back with you on the gym class here at KGYM. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday, a beautiful day here in eastern Iowa. Just a little bit more than a month, or right around a month away from the football season getting underway. And we welcome in, we figured it out beforehand, for the 15th smash year consecutively, Phil Steele joining us. And, of course, Phil Steele's College Football Preview 2021 is out on the newsstands and the Bible as far as college football is concerned. And, Phil, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears goes into putting out the publication each and every year, but it's a labor of love, certainly, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And first of all, I'd like to thank you guys for having me on 15 years ago. The magazine wasn't as big then as it is today. And so I appreciate you bringing me on 15 years ago, and I've enjoyed doing the show with you each year since. The magazine, though, I tell you what, guys, a lot funner to put out this year than last year. Last year we were wondering if we're playing football. Then they changed all the schedules. Teams are canceling seasons, bringing them back. It's so nice that we're going to have fans in the stands. We're going to have a regular schedule and a regular football season. I'm pretty pumped about this year.
I am too. And let's get to right before we even talk about Big Ten, Big 12, Iowa, Iowa State, the country, what have you. The big headlines, of course, in the last couple of weeks deal with Oklahoma and Texas and the SEC. And I guess your thoughts about it. Are we on the verge of super conferences? Are we on the verge of the Power Five going and breaking away from the NCAA? What does this all mean, or are we not going to know for a few years?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to know. Maybe Greg Sankey knows, but I don't know right now where we're headed. I didn't know anything about Texas and Oklahoma until a couple of weeks ago. But I've always, for the last 3 years, I've been saying we're headed to four 16-team super conferences, and if the SEC stops adding teams now, that's probably where we're headed. But we'll have to see how it plays out. I don't think anybody really knows where it's going.
Phil, let's start with Iowa, and predictions are all over the board. Strengths, weaknesses, and what you expect out of the Hawkeyes?
Well, the Hawkeyes are a legitimate Big Ten contender this year. And, you know, as far as the strengths go, I think you have to take a look almost across the board. I have almost every position ranked in my top positions in the front of the magazine. The running back core, very solid with Tyler Goodson and Ivory Kelly Martin. You look at the receiving core with Tyrone Tracy and Sam Laporta at tight end. Nico Reganey, the offensive line has the best center in the country, and Tyler Lindebaum. And while they lose their left tackle from last year, plenty of experience back on the O-line. And defensively, this was a unit that was really strong last year. I like Zach Van Valkenburg at the defensive end spot. The linebackers, Jack Campbell, Dane Belton, and then how about the secondary? All four guys, I think, could be NFL caliber. So it's your typical great Iowa defense, a solid run game, solid offensive line. I think you're going to get better play out of Spencer Petras this year, at least a better statistical play last year. He's a guy that didn't take a lot of chances, only had five interceptions, but I think he'll be improved. And then how about the special teams? I rate the special teams number four in the entire country. That's always been a strength under Coach Ferentz. The best strength overall, I think, for the team is the head man, Coach Ferentz. And, you know, it's too bad last year for Iowa that they didn't get to play against Michigan and Missouri, because I think they would have beaten both teams and beaten them soundly like they were beating most of their opponents and probably finished even higher in the polls.
Yeah, and as far as the Iowa Hawkeyes are concerned, they have been a team that hasn't gotten off to great starts, but they start this year, the Hawkeyes do, with the conference game. Indiana and at Iowa State, there's not a lot of teams with a tougher first 2 weeks than the Iowa Hawkeyes are facing.
Yeah, and don't discount that Kent State game either. Kent State averaged about 50 points per game last year. They have a very explosive offense. One of the more underrated quarterbacks in the country in Dustin Crum. And last year they put up 49.8 points per game and 607 yards per game. So that is going to be a dangerous game as well. But you touched on Indiana. I think it's Tom Allen's best team yet. They finally broke down the door last year and then knocked off three ranked teams after coming close against the big boys. And Iowa State, I'm sure we'll be talking about that team pretty shortly. But, yeah, they are a legitimate national title contender this year.
Where do you have Iowa ranking in the West? A lot of people have number two besides alongside Wisconsin. How about you?
Yeah, I have them second in the West. I think the key to me ranking them second as opposed to first is the fact they have to travel to Madison and play Wisconsin on the road. And Wisconsin, by the way, is my number two surprise team in the country, or a non-top 10 team that I think has a shot at making the playoff. When you look at Wisconsin last year, they only averaged 3.9 yards per carry, which is atypical for them. They usually average 5 or 6 yards a carry. They've got the big veteran offensive line. Last year, they didn't really have that feature running back. Jalen Berger sort of emerged as the season went on. He was the lone VHT that they had planned for him last year. This year, they have four what I call VHT running backs. They're very highly touted. They also have a quarterback in Graham Mertz that last year hit 20 of 21 passes against Illinois, but then got COVID, missed a couple weeks of practice, and wasn't really the same down the stretch. I think he'll be one of the better QBs in the country. They've got their usual top-notch defense, and then their schedule far better than Iowa's, because they have four Big Ten road games this year, but they're all against teams that had losing records last year: Illinois, Purdue, Rutgers, and Minnesota. And I feel this year, guys, home field advantage is going to be maybe the best it's been the last decade, maybe even more than that, because fans weren't allowed to go to the games last year. There's a lot of pent-up excitement, and I think they'll come back to the stadiums. We're going to see an increase in attendance over 2019, one of the bigger attendance increases, and some very loud fans. So I think Wisconsin's laid out their schedule where they could potentially be favored in all 12 games.
How about the rest of the West as far as the Big Ten is concerned? You mentioned Iowa, Wisconsin, not in that order at the top. Is there a surprise team that you have pegged this year?
I would have to say if I was looking for a surprise, I think Purdue might have that ability. The last 2 years they've had some off years, but they got nine starters back on offense, nine on defense. They're picked sixth in the West by everybody. As they showed a couple years ago when they jumped up and bit Ohio State, they're capable of pulling the upset if they get the quarterback play that they need. My picks for the rest of the West, I think you're looking at a Northwestern, which, you know, they're one of the rare teams in college football this year that only has eight returning starters. Almost everybody has got 15, 16, 17 returning starters. But Coach Fitzgerald said, go ahead, pick us low. We'll show you. He feels very confident about this year's team, especially with Ryan Helinski coming in at quarterback and battling Hunter Johnson. The pressure's on Scott Frost for Nebraska. He needs to have a winning season. I mean, yeah, you're hailing the hero returning home, but three straight losing seasons, I think a fourth straight season on the bottom part of the 500 ledger would have him maybe out the door. And then P.J. Fleck will have an improved Minnesota team. They're one of the most experienced teams in the country. 10 starters back, both offense and defense. And then don't discount Brett Bielema. You know, 2 years ago when I talked to Lovie Smith, or last year I should say when I talked to Lovie Smith, going over the team with them, he felt they had five NFL-caliber offensive linemen. Talking to Coach Bielema this year, he feels they have five NFL-caliber offensive linemen. So with that offensive line, they could surprise some folks as well. It's a tough division.
Can anybody challenge Ohio State in the East? And they've got a quarterback coming in. I know it didn't make your book because it just happened this week, reclassifying, maybe competing for the starting job. Can anybody challenge Ohio State? Who's the most likely?
I think the two teams that have the best chance of challenging Ohio State are Penn State, which I have as my number one most improved team in the country. Remember last year in the preseason, they were number 7 in the AP poll. Mm. Then they lost 5 games. But for a 4-5 team, they actually outgained their opponents by 102 yards per game. That's more like a 7-2 team than a 4-5 team. They're going to be vastly improved and tons of talent throughout. And then Indiana is going to be a dangerous threat with Tom Allen this year as the head man. He's got his best team yet. But I think when you break down Ohio State, and even with the new quarterback they just signed, I think C.J. Stroud probably wins the job. I'm going to go back a couple of years ago. Jake Bentley was ignored his senior season, went to South Carolina directly. He didn't start until about 7 games to go in the season. And if things are going good for Ohio State under C.J. Stroud, said the benefit of 2 spring practices there, then I think he probably hangs on to the job if he wins it at the start of the year like I think he will. And here's a little stat for you guys. I have Ohio State a double-digit favorite in every single game this year. So I don't think anybody really closes the gap this season, with the possible exception of a Wisconsin in the Big Ten title game or even an Iowa in the Big Ten title game.
Mm-hmm. Phil Steele joining us here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And let's shift attention over to the West and to Ames. The most ballyhooed team, I think, easily to say, anticipated in Iowa State football history. 19 starters coming back after the win over Oregon in the bowl game last year. It seemed like every day someone was saying, yep, I'm coming back to try to put the bow on this thing for Matt Campbell and the Cyclones. And can they knock off Oklahoma and be the Big 12 champions?
Well, they knocked them off last year and then nearly beat them in the Big 12 title game. And I'll tell you what, guys. If you would have asked me in 2016 when Matt Campbell took over a team that had won 3-2 and 3 games the previous 3 years, rarely has had success in their history, and said, hey, Matt Campbell's going to turn Iowa State into a national title contender in 6 years, I would have probably laughed. But that's exactly what he's done, an amazing job. And here's the thing with Iowa State. Last year they had an inexperienced offensive line. But by the end of the year, Campbell had formed that into a semifinalist for the Joe Moore Award. This year they've got all 5 starters back on the offensive line. And, in fact, Coach Campbell told me it's the deepest offensive line he's had since he's been there. Have a chance to be really special. Now let's pair that offensive line with a veteran quarterback like Brock Purdy, with one of the best running backs in the country like Breece Hall, with the top tight end room in the country in Chase Allen and Charlie Kolar, and a dangerous receiver in Xavier Hutchinson. They've got an outstanding offense, and as we know, Iowa State's been led by their defense in recent years. Last year gave up just 21 points per game in this era of offensive football. Practically the entire defense is back, led by linebacker Mike Rose and strong safety Greg Eisworth. They have 9 starters back on the defensive side of the ball. So maybe the Achilles heel for Iowa State might be the special teams, which don't rank in my top 20 or even 40 this year. If they can fix that, yes, they have a shot. And I think the winner of the Big 12 this year makes the playoff, which means if Iowa State can get past Oklahoma in that Big 12 title game, they get there.
How big is that September 11th game in Ames against Iowa? Let's assume for the argument's sake that both are 1-0.
Yeah, I think they both will be 1-0, and it's massive for both teams. Because Iowa State, like I mentioned, is a national title contender. They cannot afford an early loss. And Iowa, they're a team that had struggled out of the gate a little bit in recent years. But I think when you look at Iowa, they're a team that's got some great momentum coming in from last season. The amazing thing to me, Coach Ferentz 4-0 versus Matt Campbell. So we'll see if he can keep that rolling.
Yeah, that's the big thing. And Iowa State got to be pretty much a favorite up and down the schedule for the most part until they get to Oklahoma? Is that the way you see it, or are they an underdog in a game or two?
Yeah, they'll be favored in every single game this season, with the exception of November 20th against Oklahoma, where right now they're about an 8-point underdog. But they are favored in every other game. And the early Vegas line right now on that big game, the Iowa-Iowa State game, Iowa State is a 4.5-point home favorite.
Very interesting. And how about the rest of the Big 12? We know about Iowa State and Oklahoma, kind of 1-2 right now. Other than that, I think there's a lot of speculation going back and forth. Is Sarkisian going to turn? Hey, how many times in the 15 years have we asked, is Texas going to turn it around this year? I don't know. People like TCU a little bit with the Iowa native Max Duggan coming in there and taking over for another year. What do you think about the rest of the Big 12?
Yeah, I think the two teams that could throw their hat in the ring, and I do think Oklahoma and Iowa State are clearly the best two teams in the Big 12. One of them would be Texas. And when I talked to Coach Sarkisian, went over the team with him, he likes the talent he inherited. In fact, something I was saying last year before they let go Tom Herman was, hey, this Texas team was 3 plays away from being 10-0. I mean, they fumbled at the goal line against TCU. The Oklahoma game went 4 overtimes, and Iowa State didn't lead against them until 2 minutes were left. So I'm talking to Coach Sarkisian, going over the team with him, and he goes, Phil, I don't see why we can't play this year because we were 3 plays away from being 10-0 last year. And I believe me, that was my thought process completely prior. So I think the big question mark for Texas going to be quarterback play. Sam Ellinger was something special. Led a lot of late comebacks, and losing him is going to be big. But I like Hudson Card. I like Casey Thompson. And there's a really good supporting cast. And then the other team to watch out for, I think, is TCU. 18 returning starters. You guys talked about Max Duggan. He is a guy that was impressive. Had he been able to start the opener last year, maybe be 100%, maybe that Iowa State game turned out differently. They've got Zach Evans, who was the number one running back out of high school last year, didn't really take over the job until late in the year. I think they've got one of the better running back cores in the country. And then offensive line has got 3 NFL-caliber guys with Avilia Hayes and Ezzy. And then defensively, they're always solid. Iowa State and TCU are always among the top of the Big 12 in defense. So I think TCU could make some noise. Unfortunately for them, they have to play Oklahoma and Iowa State both on the road this year.
Phil, as you know, the transfer portal is a thing. And while in football it may not be as prolific as basketball, it's one more thing you need to keep track of. Who are some of the more impactful transfers you think this year?
Well, I think there's going to be a ton of impactful transfers. In fact, guys, we didn't go to the press until June 15th this year because the transfer portal had almost died down. And when that happened, we were able to capture all the transfers up until June 15th in the magazine. I think, you know, one big transfer, and probably the last one we added to the magazine, is a former Nebraska quarterback that had transferred to Louisville, and Luke McCaffrey. And I was thinking we weren't going to find a home for him. And then, lo and behold, Coach Blumgren of Rice gives me a call on June the 13th, 2 days before we go to the press. We're frantic. We're trying to get pages out of here to the printer. And he says, Phil, we got Luke McCaffrey coming in. He's going to be our quarterback. And we were able to put that on the Rice page as the quarterback, update the quarterback position, update the offense, update the overall outlook for Rice. So I think a quarterback coming in like that is going to make a big move. How about Apu Ika from Baylor? He's a top-notch defensive lineman that comes in from LSU. I think he's going to make a big-time difference this year. And then they're just loaded. Almost every team has got 4 or 5 different transfers on it. So I think we're going to see a lot of big-time transfers this year.
I would agree with that. Are we heading to another Alabama-Clemson finale?
Well, I went against that in the magazine this year. I did pick 4 of the same old guys for my Final Four, and they all made the cover in the national magazine. Yeah, I went with Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, and Oklahoma. But I'm actually picking Oklahoma for the national title this year. Let me tell you why. We know under Lincoln Riley they're going to have an explosive offense, and they will this year. With a veteran quarterback, they've had 2 Heisman winners and a Heisman finalist. Spencer Rattler is my pick to win the Heisman. Kendi Brooks was a 2-time 1,000-yard rusher that opted out last year. He's back. They add in Eric Gray from Tennessee. They got my number 2 set of receivers in the country, number 1 offensive line, best offense in the country. But when Oklahoma's made the playoff the last 3 times under Lincoln Riley, they've allowed 54, 45, and 63 points. They haven't had a defense. Well, last year they actually had a better defense than Alabama, only gave up 21.7 points per game. This year they got 8 starters back on the defensive side of the ball. My number 3 D-line, my number 9 linebackers, and number 3 set of defensive backs. They've got my number 5 defense to go along with that number 1 offense, and the special teams are solid. I rate them number 22. So I think watch out for Oklahoma this year. I don't only call for them to make the playoff, I call for them to win it all. And keep in mind, everybody this year has got 15, 16, 17 returning starters, but the 4 teams that made the playoff last year all have 9, 10, or 11 returning starters, and all of them lost their starting quarterback. So if there's ever a year for somebody to bust out of the pack and break up this Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State monopoly, I'm calling for Oklahoma to win their first national title since 2000.
Phil, are you on board with a 12-team playoff?
I've always been a 4-team guy. I like the regular seasons, how strong that is, the championship games. I don't want it to become a battle of attrition, and I love the bowls. But we're headed to 12 teams, guys, so why fight it?
Yeah. At least for now. Who knows, in 10, 15 years, we could go to 16, and then it gets a little bit more complicated. I don't know. We'll see.
You know what? In the FCS, you know how they expanded their playoffs?
Yep.
They had a 3-year stretch where the third-place team from the Colonial Division, from a division in the Colonial Conference, I should say, was playing for the national championship. Do you want to see that, or do you want to see the best teams in the championship?
I think you make a very good point right there. Let us know. Let the folks out there know how to pick up a copy of your magazine before we let you go here, Phil, and get ready for the college football season.
Well, I appreciate that, guys. This year we're exclusively at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million. So if you have a Barnes & Noble or Books A Million right by, make sure you scoop up your copy. Now, they do get sold out quickly. They restock, get sold out. Restock, get sold out. So if you don't find them there, you can go online to philsteele.com. That's STEELE.com. And you can get, actually, the hard copy magazine as well as the digital magazine at a $10 discount. And here's the thing about the digital magazine this year, guys. We're going to be updating it with all the transfers and all the players out for the year, all updated all the way through the start of the football season on the digital magazine. So get them both while you're up there. Go to philsteele.com, Barnes & Noble, or Books A Million.
Indeed. Great stuff right there. Now, Phil, always a pleasure, and I look forward to the next time we chat and get ready for that college football season that we know is coming. So that's good news.
Always enjoy talking football with you guys. Really enjoyed it today, guys.
All right. Thank you. Phil Steele joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We will take a short break and come back with more after this.
Say cheese, Iowa. Medicaid members can now choose MCNA as their dental plan and get access to high-quality dental care for a healthy smile. MCNA Dental Smile Tour is on our way to your town. Stop by and dance with the Tooth Fairy. Get free summer gear and treats and learn about the importance of a healthy lifestyle for good oral health. Visit us today from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Quick Star, 1001 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. It's time to smile, so take a selfie and use the hashtag SayCheeseIA for a chance to win great prizes for your family. No purchase necessary to win. Some restrictions apply. Visit MCNAIA.net for details.
Our thanks to Phil Steele for joining us here today. And if you missed any part of Phil's conversation, we will have it up for you on our podcast at KGYMradio.com or Apple or Spotify. We need to play last pair standing. And here's how it works. We have remaining a pair of tickets to 3 of the grandstand concerts at the Iowa State Fair. You can find out more information by going to iowastatefair.org. And these 3 are all available right now. Beach Boys with Hanson and now John Stamos. John Stamos, Mark, of course, from Full House. That right there is a selling point. Styx and Tesla, as well as the Doobie Brothers 50th Anniversary Tour. So you can pick from one of those 3 shows right now if you're caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. And you will get to pick your pair of tickets here in Last Pair Standing. We'll let you know who our winner is coming up.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we help our members execute missions every day, like Operation...
Earn cash back on tutus, dance lessons, and tiaras, so I can get a little more towards something for me.
Or Operation...
Pay for soccer, pay for piano, pay for dinner. Then use the cash back on something for Mama.
The Cash Rewards Card from Navy Federal gives you 1.5% cash back on purchases and has your back with fraud protection. Apply now. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hey, it's Rick from upstairs.
Yeah, I take it seriously. When I play R&B at 1 in the morning, that's me saying, hey, I'm here for you. And I enjoy repetitive bass lines.
I only use expired batteries in my smoke detectors. Nice, right?
Yeah, upstairs neighbors help people forget their troubles. Give them something else to focus on.
Ooh, want to see how high I can jump?
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor.
No, wait, let me try again.
But we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
I've got some famous...
Chris Young, Famous Friends Tour 2021.
I'm coming over.
Friday, November 19th at the Extreme Arena with special guest Mitchell Tenpenny. Calista Clark. Tickets on sale Friday morning at 10 at the venue box office and extremearena.com. Chris Young.
I was raised on world, raised on
Friday, November 19th at the Extreme Arena. Produced by Pepper Entertainment and Outback Presents.
I was raised on country.
Back with you in the gym class at 3:55. Garland from Cedar Rapids, our latest winner and last pair standing. And he has decided to take the fourth pair of tickets to see Styx and Tesla coming up on the 18th. Of August down at the Iowa State Fair. Next chance to win with last pair standing. Stay with us from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM. Great talk with Phil Steele as always, Mark.
Yeah, he's a gem. There's no question about it. And always a pleasure. And tomorrow we're going to have more freebies, right?
Yes, we are. We've got last pair standing and we've got tickets to the Verizon 200 at the Brickyard to give away.
Unlike Field of Dream tickets, right?
Yeah, Field of Dream tickets. The lottery has been completed. You know by now if you put your name in, if you got the tickets, or, well, at least you have the chance to purchase said tickets, which, depending on where you sit, you're going to spend a pretty penny. Jeff Johnson just tweeted out, he did find a local who won the lottery. Just over $700 for tickets down the line for two tickets. He sold them, Mark.
He did, and wisely so. The person that Jeff talked to, according to Jeff's tweet, $771 plus taxes for tickets down the line. This person sold the tickets for $1,000 each. So he more than doubled his money.
Yeah. I mean, that's just you. It's up to your personal preference on what you want to do. But I have seen as much as $8,000 for a pair of tickets behind home plate. Well, $8,000 for the pair. Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, I'm a diehard White Sox fan, but I'm not sure. The conversation with your better half is not going to go well after that.
Unless you're flush, and $8,000 isn't much to you, but that's a bunch for me.
Me too. So I did not have that chance to have that conversation, will not have that conversation. So there you go. Pretty simple right there. If you're going to go to see the Yankees and the White Sox at the Field of Dreams game, you're going to be prepared to pay a whole bunch. Coming up tomorrow, Chris Liss of rotowire.com, fantasy baseball, fantasy football. We will talk with Chris on the Wednesday edition of the show. Adam Rittenberg will join us coming up on Thursday. More college football talk as we get prepared for the season. So looking forward to that. Twins Reds 5:30 on 107.5 FM coming up a little bit later on today. And we will talk with you coming up on Wednesday, Mark.
Sounds good. Talk then.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Have yourselves a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
For the ones who know that a little late is always too late, and that the clock doesn't stop just because you're missing a part, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, And our KeepStock inventory management solutions help ensure you have the right stuff in the right place at exactly the right time. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock to learn more. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Gonna miss you around here, Iris.